Listener Production.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to the number one daily sports news podcast in the country, The Scorecard. I'm Brett Thomas, and this is your fast, fun, weekending hit of sport for Friday, December 8. Today, Nick Kyrgios and his strange career switch. More on that a little bit later. Ricky Ponting to play peacemaker in the Warner v. Mitchell Johnson feud, and rugby's poaching wars continue. But first... The hottest ticket in Brisbane last night was to the BBL 13 launch. Box office names like Glenn Maxwell for the Stars, Usman Khawaja, Labuschagne for the Heat. Instead, it was a Kiwi who stole the show as the Heat were sent in to bat first on their home deck.
Always in that direction.
You'll learn the hard way. You keep bowling that length at the Gabba, you will learn the hard way.
Colin Munro with a six down the ground to bring up his 50 in just 33 balls. A century was in sight, but Max Bryant hogged the strike in the last over, hitting the final four balls to the fence. Munro left stranded on 99.
Missed it by that much.
But after the Heat posted 214, he wasn't too concerned.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the 99. I think Maxi came out and got three boundaries in the last three balls. It's a team game. Guys that know that that play with me know that I'm team first. So, yeah, 99 or 100, nothing really matters as long as we've got enough tonight.
In reply, the Stars needed to pull off the greatest Gabba run chase to win. They never looked likely.
It's going to pick the man out. Can you believe that? Flushes it straight to the man.
Mitchell Swepson claimed the key wicket of Glenn Maxwell for 23. The Stars all out for 111. A 103-run win for the Heat, the biggest in their history, sending Labuschagne and Khawaja off on test duties as BBL winners.
I find it really hard, especially for one game. I still haven't gotten out of red ball cricket mode, to be honest.
Still on cricket, and Mitchell Johnson's criticism of David Warner's hopes of a farewell test turned personal this week, with partners involved, text messages flying everywhere, and a potentially awkward meeting of the former teammates when Johnson is in the commentary box in Perth next week for Australia's first test against Pakistan. Ricky Ponting has offered to play mediator if the duo want to settle their issues in person. The pair's former captain telling Seven their public spat over Warner's planned January retirement is getting ugly.
Sounds like it's an issue that's just gone on without either of them sort of sitting down and having a face-to-face conversation, but I'd like to see that happen. The last thing you want on the eve of a summer is any sort of controversy like this.
Rugby poaching wars have been around for a long time. Back in the day, the Wallabies snared NRL stars like Wendell Saylor, Lottie Takiri and Matt Rogers, while in more recent times, Israel Folau crossed codes. Well, they're heating up again.
Wanna come play with me?
After Joseph Suaalii accepted a multi-million dollar deal from Rugby Australia to leave the Roosters, Rugby League is fighting back. Mark Nwangani Tawazi became the first Wallabies defector in two decades, accepting a two-year deal from the Chooks for 2025. It's effectively a straight swap for Suaalii, but still another bitter blow for Rugby Union. The winger was one of the rare bright spots in a dark World Cup campaign under Eddie Jones, who is no longer there. Waratahs teammate Angus Bell playing a straight bat to the shock switch.
We just try and concentrate on becoming better and better rugby players, but again, that's a decision for Markie to make, and whatever's his decision is his decision.
The Oz Open looks set to be robbed of one of its biggest, if not biggest, draw cards. Nick Kyrgios wasn't on the entry list for his home slam, released yesterday, 6 weeks before the tournament begins. It's not a great surprise, though. Kyrgios hasn't played since pulling out of the event at the start of this year due to injury. But his best mate, Thanasi Kokkinakis, isn't ruling out a special case reunion on the doubles court.
Singles is our priority for sure. We need the big fella fit and firing. We haven't played an Aussie Open since playing that doubles and having that atmosphere and that crowd. So we'll see. If he's healthy, we'll definitely play for sure.
And it turns out, while Kyrgios hasn't been busy with the racket, he has been working on some other spicy stuff, dropping a bombshell announcement. He started an OnlyFans page.
That's weird.
Now, for the uninitiated, OnlyFans is a paid subscription site, usually of a pornographic nature, but that's not the only type of content that features. Kyrgios calls the decision a no-brainer. He says, of course, there'll be tennis balls involved, tips, tricks and behind the scenes, but also gaming, tattoos and my intimate side. It's all on the table and I'll be bringing fans along for the ride. I think I'll stick to watching Kyrgios on the tennis court whenever that may happen again. And that's your fast, fun, weekending hit of sport. Hit subscribe so you don't miss the ep each morning. Catch you next week on The Scorecard.